Hello and welcome to this hypnotic recording. As this recording will cause deep relaxation, please do not listen to it at any time while driving. And now I want you to find a nice, comfortable spot where you can sit back and completely relax. If you'd like to lie down, if that's more comfortable for you, then that's fine too. And I want you to press your hands firmly together and imagine that they are bonded tightly together by super glue. The glue is set, and your hands are so tightly stuck together that it is impossible to pull them apart, no matter how hard you try. And I want you to really use your imagination. Notice how hard the glue feels between your hands, and how tightly stuck together your hands are. And as you think about your hands being stuck firmly together, your hands become so tightly stuck that you can't pull them apart, no matter how hard you try. Because the harder you try to pull them apart, the more tightly stuck together your hands become. The glue is now set and is as hard as nails, making your hands feel tightly stuck, tighter and tighter. Just try now to pull them apart and see that they're stuck tightly together. Good. And now the glue is softening and the hands become looser as the glue becomes tacky, and your hands are slowly beginning to ease apart. And just notice how loose they feel now. As you allow them to fall apart quite easily and drop them down into your lap. That's right. Just allow them to fall onto your lap, so relaxed and so comfortable. And as your hands touch your lap, you begin to notice a heavy warmth there in your hands, and a tingling sensation in the palm of your hands. And your hands begin to feel heavy and relaxed. You find that they are so heavy, you can barely lift them. They are so heavy, comfortable and so relaxed. So comfortable, so heavy, so relaxed. And your eyes are becoming heavy now too. So heavy that if they're not already closed, they will close now and they will remain closed while you continue to listen to the sound of my voice. And if you do happen to notice a slight fluttering there of your eyelids, it's okay. Because that's a sign that your eyelids are becoming relaxed and comfortable. Comfortable and relaxed. And you can allow that feeling now to flow all the way down to the tips of your toes. You are so deeply, deeply relaxed. And just notice how that beautiful music in the background relaxes and soothes your entire body. Relax. And I want you to imagine that you're standing at the top of a long, beautiful staircase, a spiral staircase with a handrail on either side to assist you. And I'm going to begin to count backwards from 10 to 1. While I'm counting, I want you to slowly walk down those stairs. And you'll notice that with each and every step, you'll feel more and more relaxed. Starting with 10, just allow your body to slowly become deeper and deeper relaxed. Down to 9, feeling absolutely wonderful. And 8, so deeply relaxed. 7, 6, Very good. And five, halfway down those stairs, as you step down to four, so deeply relaxed. And notice how even the word relax causes your entire body to just float and melt. Down to three, so relaxed, deeper and deeper. Down to two, feeling absolutely wonderful. And one, very good. And now at the end of those stairs, you see to the right side a large door. And I want you to walk up to this door and go ahead and open that door. Pass through to the other side and close that door behind you, where you notice now that you're in a large room. Far off in the corner is a beautiful, big, fluffy, king-size bed with silk and satin pillows and a velvet comforter so soft. And you run over to that bed and you lie down and you feel your entire body slowly beginning to melt into that bed, slowly beginning to relax deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. And notice as you begin to relax and melt into that bed that it feels as if the room is beginning to spin just a little. Or perhaps it's your mind, as you feel your mind winding down deeper and deeper. So relaxed. What a wonderful state. And from this point on, anything that I describe to you will feel very real. And any suggestions that I give you, you will find easy to take them deep into your subconscious mind. Deep into your subconscious mind. And relax. You're doing so good. Listening to my voice. Following my instructions. To allow yourself to relax deeper and deeper. Your mind is open. I want you to imagine now that you're standing in front of a mirror. And as you stand in front of that mirror, I want you to take note of any body hair that is unwanted, paying particular attention to the hair on your face and any other part of your body that you would like the hair to stop growing. Is it your face, your arms, your legs? But just notice those areas in the mirror. And I want you to envision time moving forward very slowly as the hours move forward and day turns into night, as 1 week flies to the next, 1 year to the next. Just imagine that time is flying over you. And you're watching yourself change in that mirror. And any areas that you don't want body hair, I want you to focus on that area of your body becoming smooth. Imagine the hair falling out. Imagine the hair follicles becoming dormant. Now somewhere very far back in the deepest part of your mind, there's a little file, and in that file are a list of all the hormones running through your body. A list of hormones, and I want you to look for the file. This says DHT. Now I want you to imagine that you can trace the signal from your brain that sends DHT to your face or any other part of your body where you no longer wish to have unwanted hair. Just imagine millions of tiny little signals being sent to those hair follicles and those cells, telling them to reproduce hair. Little spider webs running from your brain through your face. Can you see it? Coming all the way from the back of your mind in that file folder under hormones, DHT. Now I want you to imagine, and imagine only in the places that you don't want hair, all those tiny little signals being pulled back into the file and stored in that file. And what you're actually going to do is you're going to use your brain to block the signal. You're going to block the signal of sending DHT to your face. In fact, it's no longer going to go there. And any other part of your body where you no longer want hair, block that file. Just imagine that your brain is like a computer, sending hundreds of thousands of tiny little messages to different parts of your body. And you're going to block that file, or the information from that file, from reaching anywhere on your face. Now, blocking that file from sending information to your face is not going to stop it from sending it, let's say, to the top of your head. So just imagine those messages of DHT being sent to your head, and they're staying there. The tiny little spider webs of information that go to each hair follicle, each cell in your face, from now on are going to be blocked. And every day when you look in the mirror, I want you to visualize an actual folder in the very far, far back part of your mind. Imagine stopping that signal, and you will. You will stop that signal. And you will find that your hair is going to slowly begin to fall out from your face or any other area in your body. Every day it's going to become thinner and thinner until finally all those hair follicles in your face are lying dormant. They're no longer producing hair because they're not going to be receiving that signal from your brain to send DHT to that area of your body. DHT being the hormone that grows hair. Your mind knows exactly what hormone I'm talking about, so even if you don't understand, just know that deep down inside your subconscious knows exactly what file I'm talking about. And from now on, it's going to block that signal from reaching anywhere on your face or any other place that you visualize that signal being blocked. And every time you look into the mirror, you're going to remind yourself how wonderful it feels to be able to block that signal. Going to look in the mirror and say, it's so great. It's so great that I can use my mind to make my skin so smooth and so soft. It's so great that the only thing I need to transform myself is to believe. And I do believe. I know that my mind is the most powerful tool. It's the best thing that I have going for me. And every time you look in the mirror and you notice that hair getting thinner and thinner, you're going to think about it, and it's going to register in your brain that it is getting thinner. And the more it registers, the more success you're going to have. So allow yourself to become obsessed with it. Allow yourself to become obsessed with smooth skin. Allow yourself to become obsessed with the things you can do with your mind. It's a great and wonderful feeling. You won't have to actually think on a conscious level all day to block that signal, because your subconscious mind is going to take care of it for you. Imagine your subconscious mind working for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I want you to visualize in your mind the button that actually stops that file, the information from that file being submitted to your face or any other areas. Imagine that stop button. I'm going to count to 3, and when I say 3, I want you to push that button, stop. And immediately that signal will become blocked, and it will remain blocked. So if you're ready to get rid of that unwanted hair, reach out your hand for that button. 1, 2, and on the count of 3, push that button and stop that signal. And now you can relax and allow your mind to do the rest of the work as you enjoy the wonderful results of smooth skin. I'm going to count now from 1 to 5, and when I say 5, your eyes will open and you'll feel completely alert and refreshed. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Your eyes are open now. You believe in the power of your mind, and your mind can accomplish anything that you ask of it.